Speaking of men that probably speak high, we had an email from Jane, and she said this is about chat up lines, which nobody's come through about yet, really.
If we say chat up lines, we're going to be people.
Not
so what
chat
it is,
up.
It was Alice. Just again, Alice, if you would preface this, it wasn't about. It was the most load of BS, the most extraordinary.
Depending on your perspective.
No,
it was.
There's only one perspective here. You were sitting with a man, and what happened?
He was a self-proclaimed shaman, and he said that he was able to control the direction of movement, that a lampshade swinging from the ceiling was swinging him because there was a warm draft of air floating up from a heater.
Okay. He was talking about things swinging from the ceiling.
So therefore, and I not only believed him, I saw it with my own eyes.
What?
The fact that he was able to control the direction that the lamp was swinging in. He could make it go in circles, he could make it swing backwards and forwards.
But what kind of superpower is it to be able to swing a lamp about?
He wasn't touching it, sir.
But would the whole, I mean, the underworld, you know, Beelzebub's kingdom, the netherworld, would the whole of the supernatural veil be there for something as meagre as anointing shamanism on a man who can make a lampstand?
This was just a simple example, example.
But why did I give a humble example? If he said, I'm going to now cause lightning...
That was not within his gift.
I would have said, you're not a self-proclaimed... Yeah.
Didn't they play at the marquee?
Who?
The Shaman.
The Shaman, rocking band. Oh man, now you're talking, supported by Gorn, Dead and Planted. What a trio they were. Sorry, what have we got there?
Jane says when she was 16, a 17-year-old boy came up to her and said, it's okay, I've had a vasectomy. And she raised her eyebrows somewhat, and he said, no, it's true, look, I've got the tie. And at that point, he produced a red vasectomy club tie.
No, they do have that. Yes, no, I have this, I do this. See, I think that's a more direct, because already he's going straight in for the sex. Someone came to Alice and said, I'm a self-professed shaman. And practicing self-professed, say, I'm a shaman is good, but I'm a self-professed surgeon, you know. I can't do it, but I'll claim myself as it. But you ran out when what?
He then moved on to saying that there was some kind of... devil or other entity running around the room. It was somebody he had a relationship with that existed on another
astral plane.
Good
luck. If you ever get any tail out of that pal, well done. Good luck.
But where was this light that swung? Was it in his bedroom?
Yes.
Well, if fellas have tried to lay up, he's got a gear stick down the side of the chair. Yeah, baby, I'm getting a message from the other world. Is swing that lampshade. But you know, maybe it's us with their closed minds. But if ever a fella has tried to lay up on you, heavier tosh than that, we want to hear.